perfecting it. Those are such wise words from someone who understands competition and how important it is to trust your method. In this new book, David has added to the foundation of finding what to do well and perfecting it. Many people have perfected their game and have still failed miserably. Why would that be? If you can hit the shot and make it repeat, you've got the tiger by the tail, don't you? If you're strong and organized in your thinking, the answer is usually yes. But there are so many of us who get right to the edge of the plane, knowing it's time to go for the gusto and jump, and we freeze at the door. We can't move, can't breathe, and the rest of the jump squad goes by, leaving us behind because of our fear. First of all, it's understandable. Going into any unknown can be terrifying. The fear of failure incapacitates us, and we are a shell of our former self. We just know that we are incapable of doing what we'd like and need to do. It's a mentally induced flee response to quit and get out of danger. And it happens weekly on the PGA Tour and anywhere else you care to look. Here's the good news. Dr. Cook has written a book for all the people who just can't get out of their own way and are consistently their own worst enemy on the golf course. His mental checklist says, see it, feel it, trust it. His foundation is rhythm and balance and patience. This book about golf and utopia is relevant to every level of golfer. I read it in less than 2 days. I needed to take all the